This edition of the FPP Freedom Minute is brought to you by Voluntary Islam. Why do they hate us? Is libertarianism compatible with Islam? Davi Barker answers these questions and more in Voluntary Islam and other essays. He advances the voluntarist cause with analysis of the confluence of values between Islam and libertarianism, as well as contemporary movements from the Tea Party to the Arab Spring. Voluntary Islam by Davi Barker is available from Amazon.com and all major bookstores. On Wednesday, March 6th, Senator Rand Paul delayed the Senate confirmation of John Brennan as the new head of the CIA. He began his 13-hour filibuster, which was essentially a political show, by stating, quote, "I rise today to begin to filibuster John Brennan's nomination for the CIA. I will speak until I can no longer speak. I will speak as long as it takes, until the alarm is sounded from coast to coast that our Constitution is important, that your rights to trial by jury are precious, that no American should be killed by a drone on American soil without first being charged with a crime, without first being found to be guilty by a court," end quote. Paul added, the president says he hasn't killed anyone yet and has no intention of killing Americans, but he might. Paul asks, is that enough? Are we satisfied with that? Are we so complacent with our rights that we would allow a president to say he might kill Americans? No one person, no one politician should be allowed to judge the guilt, to charge an individual, to judge the guilt of an individual, and to execute an individual. It goes against everything that we fundamentally believe in our country. After the filibuster, Attorney General Eric Holder sent a letter to Rand Paul that reads, "It has come to my attention that you have now asked an additional question. Does the president have the authority to use a weaponized drone to kill an American not engaged in combat on American soil? The answer to that question is no." Rand Paul found this answer to be acceptable. "I do not." At first glance, it appears that Eric Holder is saying that the president cannot kill an American on American soil. However, the statement deserves a closer look. The word combat can be used as both a noun and a verb. When used as a verb, combat is defined as to fight or contend against, oppose vigorously. At this very moment, it could be construed that I am engaged in combat as I vigorously oppose the very existence of the federal government. I also vigorously oppose the destruction of civil liberties, the foreign policy of the American government, and the lack of fiscal responsibility. I contend that based on the definition of combat as a verb, I, along with many thousands of others, could potentially be targets of domestic drone attacks. Despite the potential threat, I will not be silenced. In other news, the National Taxpayers Union reports, Congressman Donald Payne from New Jersey has introduced a bill that would create a new federal gun buyback program. H.R. 868 would limit the buyback program to 14 types of guns that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives has identified as commonly used in crimes. Various semi-automatic pistols, two types of revolver, and one kind of shotgun are mentioned in the bill. It does not include funding for buyback of hunting or so-called assault rifles. If enacted, H.R. 868, the Safer Neighborhoods Gun Buyback Act, would authorize $720 million in new federal spending over a two-year period. Of the total, at least $576 million would be required to be spent on gun buyback compensation, $72 million on recycling purchased guns, and $72 million on related administrative expenses, and could result in a buyback of up to 735,000 guns. And finally, in early 2012, former Cheshire County, New Hampshire Sheriff Dick Foote issued no trespass orders to several Keene activists, barring them from the property of the Keene Superior Court. Keene District Court Judge Edward Burke recently ruled that the no trespass orders, as applied to Free Talk Live's Ian Freeman and activist Kelly Voluntarist, were unconstitutional and dismissed their case. Burke's ruling does not apply to anyone else who received a no trespass order to that property. More information on this situation is available at freekeene.com. This has been the FPP Freedom Minute, radio.fpp.cc.